Nearly 35 years ago, the EPA ordered the cleanup of six sites in Monroe and Owen counties contaminated with toxic materials. Two questions to our City Limits project wondered, what was the cause of the pollution and have the sites been cleaned up? WFIU's Bob Salzberg reports.
Pollution from PCBs, short for polychlorinated biphenyls, has plagued this area since the 1950s. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency continues to list three contaminated sites in Monroe County on the Superfund National Priorities List. The sites are part of the six-site cleanup the EPA ordered in 1984. Local, state, and federal government agencies and the Westinghouse Electric Corporation signed a settlement called a consent decree in August 1985. The EPA considers the other three sites to be cleaned and contained. Jim Seaver asked WFIU to review the history and look into the status of the contaminated sites.
I've heard people kind of say, oh, well, out in the county, there are some sites where things were dumped and, you know, things have been cleaned up a little bit. But I never really knew the backstory, and I never really knew what their status is today and whether they pose any threat to the people living in Bloomington and surrounding areas here in the 21st century.
Tom Alcamo has been the EPA's remedial project manager for the Bloomington area cleanup from the beginning. He says major cleanup has been completed.
So we're in something we call the operation and maintenance phase. There isn't really a walk away kind of remedy here. There's a lot of work being done, and I'm very pleased to date in terms of the progress.
The problem started when the Bloomington Westinghouse plant was using oil laced with PCBs and electrical devices called capacitors. Waste haulers dump the capacitors in area landfills and dumps. Scavengers wanting the metal inside often broke them open, allowing the oil to run into the ground and reach springs, streams, and groundwater. Discovery of the contamination in the mid-1970s ignited a long debate about what to do to ensure public safety. The EPA classifies PCBs as a probable human carcinogen, and the compound is no longer used in manufacturing. A federal legal document was signed after a decade of argument. In 1985, John Langley was named the city's PCB coordinator. He held the position until he retired last July. He says besides the potential health risks, the question of who would pay for the cleanup was a massive issue.
The city had a liability, potential liability under that Superfund law of being responsible or held responsible to pay for the cleanup. We estimated the cleanup somewhere between $100 and $150 million.
That was 4 to 6 times the total civil city budget at that time. Westinghouse was found to be the responsible party and required to pay for the cleanup. The Bloomington Westinghouse Company was purchased by Viacom, which was bought by CBS Corporation, which is now considered the responsible party. Alcamo says one polluter from multiple sites is unusual.
That's somewhat unique compared to other Superfund sites, but if you take all the work that's been done to date, I would expect CBS has spent well in excess of $250 million.
He says the cleanup here is large on a national scale.
It's one of the larger sites, but you have to understand there's multiple sites here. So, for example, if you took Lennon Lane exclusively, there's many sites that are as big as Lemon Lane, but there's nothing in our region or I'm aware of across the country where you see such a large group of sites with one responsible party and all the work that's been done is spread out over such a large area.
The consent decree called for an incinerator to be built south of Bloomington to destroy contaminated materials. Intense community backlash derailed that idea. Federal judge ordered the parties to begin other cleanup methods. Two sites were cleaned up. The other four sites were listed on the Superfund National Priorities List because of their extreme toxicity, large size, and potential for exposure. In 1999, Neal's dump near Spencer was removed from the list. That leaves three Superfund sites. Lemon Lane Landfill covers nearly 10 acres on Bloomington's west side. Langley says when he first went there, he saw a wall of capacitors 12 to 15 feet high.
Lemon Lane is probably, geologically speaking, one of the worst places you could site a landfill because it had a groundwater conduit under it.
Hot spots up to 59,000 parts per million of PCBs have been removed and a cleanup required to get below 50 parts per million. The landfill is capped with a synthetic liner that's been covered by soil. A recent visit to the site revealed a benign-looking grass-covered mound. In addition, a water treatment plant was built to treat groundwater and surface water that could escape the site. Monitor wells surround the landfill. A second site is Neal's Landfill, west of Bloomington. Westinghouse dumped electrical equipment at the site from 1962 until 1970. Drainage from the site contaminated nearby springs and streams with PCBs, which were also found in fish. More than 41,000 tons of contaminated materials were removed from the site. A water treatment plant was built to treat water runoff. Langley took us on a tour of the site last week.
Boy, it looks good.
The site now looks like a rolling pasture.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You're standing on between probably 3 and 6 feet of compacted clay soil with topsoil on top of that.
That's on top of federally approved synthetic cap. CBS is required to perform long-term monitoring, inspections, and sampling at all three Superfund sites. EPA expects to complete a review of fish tissue sampling in July as part of the monitoring plan. Bennett's Dump is the third Superfund site. The secluded limestone quarry northwest of Bloomington was filled in with various waste materials, including more than 1,700 PCB-contaminated capacitors. Cleanup tasks and monitoring is continuing. So how clean are the sites? Langley is confident but cautious about declaring an all-clear.
They're still working at the Bennett site, and you know that story will be told by the data in the future. Lemon Lane, I believe, is effectively severed from leaking to the environment. I believe the control measures that are in place at the Winston-Thomas treatment plant were effective.
He says PCB contamination has been non-detectable in monitored streams, and he's waiting to hear about the fish tissue results. He says previous sampling has showed a 95 to 98% reduction. Listener Jim Seaver wants people to realize mistakes of the past can have long-lasting effects.
Or one of the downsides, I guess, of Bloomington's history is that we are still atoning for some of the mistakes that were made by previous generations, presumably with the best of intentions, but it was a different time, and the standards of what was considered safe were very different. And that just because somebody put something in the ground back then doesn't mean that it's not still a threat to us now.
The EPA's Alcamo says while he thinks the sites could be taken off the Superfund list as soon as 2021, the water treatment plants will be in operation for, he says, many, many, many years to come. For WFIU News, I'm Bob Salzberg.